Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Clark's Car Care in Naperville, famed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emission Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special of $17.95 for an oil change. Yep, you heard that right. $17.95, $29.95 for synthetic. Clark Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Do you feel unhappy every morning as you get dressed? Do you look back at old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Well, it may seem impossible to you, but it's not. If you want something let's work together for it together. If you want something, let's work for it together. That's what it says. Jocelyn Shook, spelled Shook, from First Comes Fitness, is available to help you. She is not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn Shook with First Comes Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. Jocelyn Shook can help you get into your pre-baby weight. If you're looking to get stronger, I know I am. Jocelyn Shook has great solutions for you. Contact First Comes Fitness, Jocelyn Shook. Check them out on their website or on Facebook and message her to schedule a free consultation. Just mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're all about the free stuff on this show. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your spring or summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that's 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Arthur Murray Dance in Oak Brook and in Naperville. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. In fact, check them out for yourself. First free dance lesson is on me. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for your first free dance lesson. And you can check them out on their website, arthurmurraynaperville.com, or call them at 630-355-6240. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. And thank you to our sponsor who's been with us since the beginning. In fact, 4 years. 4 years and 2 days from now, it'll be exactly 4 years that we started the Dolly McCarthy Show. Sullivan Steakhouse, thanks for supporting the show since the beginning, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Bricconi's, another sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bricconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. And if you're a veteran, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and dessert is on me. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And finally, thanks so much to our sponsor, Napers Settlement. Another sponsor that has been with us since the very beginning of the Dolly McCarthy Show. 4 years we're celebrating our four-year anniversary. This is where history comes to play, folks, at Napers Settlement. Check out naperssettlement.org.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, the one and only Dolly McCarthy. Thanks so much for tuning in. Those of you listeners on WCKG 1530 AM, thanks for all your sweet messages, everybody, on those websites and Tuyville Internet Radio. Thanks to everybody listening on that. Blog Talk Radio, been with us since the beginning. Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Hello, everybody. And to our newest listeners on 1010 News Talk in Chicago, thanks so much. What's the good word, everybody? I want to hear some good things that are happening in your life. We've got a good show for you today. Always a good show. Good news, good guests. And as the song says, at least one good laugh, right? Always at my expense for some reason. I got to fix that. So tell me what the good word is. I'd love to hear from you. You know, we always try to support and recognize our veteran causes. And my first guest today is a huge supporter, like myself, for such causes, support groups and ways to give back to our veterans. We got to take care of our veterans. They have made many cases the ultimate sacrifice, and they continue to do. Those that come back from fighting wars overseas to just being a part of our military, the stresses and strains that it put on them and their families, and then coming back, finding employment, very hard to do, as we've talked about many times on this show, unemployment, record high numbers for our veterans, and decent health care. All of this stuff needs to be addressed, and we hope with our new president and Congress that, and at our state level, more importantly at our state level, Illinois has one of the highest suicide rates of veterans. Can't believe that. With all of the wealth we have in this country, we should be able to take care of those that have put their country first and put their family second, and we should be able to give them all the support they need. And there are many groups that are trying. And there's this new, in the last 10 years, there's more and more businesses and causes and that are reaching out and supporting our veterans. And on this show, I do my little part. And one of the ways I do it is having on the show companies that are making efforts to and commitments to give back in our community and help other veterans. Now, I'm really, really thrilled to have on the show Mark Williams. He is the owner and operator and the creator of Fire Department Coffee. And I'm thrilled that we're going to talk to him about his coffee, which, by the way, I have been drinking for the last 2 weeks. It's delicious. I will say that. I wouldn't have him on the show if the coffee was bad. I really wouldn't. It's good coffee, folks. But I'm really thrilled that they're giving back to the community, especially to our veterans, helping our veterans out with making donations. We're going to talk to him. They're donating 10% of all their proceeds. It's a campaign. I'm not sure how long. We'll talk to Mark about it. And to the Patty Brown program. And maybe you haven't heard of the Patty Brown program, but it's a program that offers our veterans increased access to employment, which we know they really need in the state, and professional development opportunities in the first responder sector. So this is a veteran-owned fire department coffee, and please, I'm really thrilled to have on the show right now Mark Williams, the owner. I guess you're the co-owner. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Dolly? Great to be on the show.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for coming on the show today and talking about Fire Department Coffee. And congratulations to you. Tell us a little bit first, before we get into the great cause that you're doing, tell us about Fire Department Coffee. And thank you, by the way, for the samples you sent me. I am loving that coffee. And in fact, I shared some of it with my brother-in-law, who's a fireman. And, they get stuff all the time in the mail from different groups, using various, names, and he said, actually, it's pretty good coffee. Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Are you
appreciate
a veteran yourself? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
That was a great introduction, and we're super excited that you guys are enjoying the coffee. But a little bit about us, as you said, I'm a veteran, and I'm co-founder, and my partner, Luke, we're both veterans. He was in the Navy. I was in the Marine Corps. And really simply put, we decided to make good coffee for everybody. It just so happened that we're veterans that were turned career firefighters. And we met each other through the business, actually. And so we kind of developed a model to which we could sell coffee at good prices to everybody, but specifically tailor kind of our traditions and a little bit of our culture towards the military and public service sectors. And since then, it's been quite the journey. And because of that, we've been afforded a lot of great opportunities that you've kind of spoke about to help charity and help champion different organizations and fundraisers that help firefighters, veterans, and even times burn camps and survivors of structure fires or emergency scenes.
I love that. No, wait, let me ask you, let's back up just a little bit. Fire Department Coffee, when did you start this company and develop the coffee?
So Fire Department Coffee has been around since July of last year, actually. So we're a real young company.
Oh, fairly new.
Yes, ma'am. Yep, it's a new company. We started out with one roast of coffee, and since then it's turned into about a half dozen. We're unveiling new coffees quite often. We're based out of Rockford, so very near
Rockford,
the listeners there. Yeah, absolutely.
You? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
crazy. Where are you in Rockford? What part of Rockford? And do you have a warehouse there? Is that where you're?
So currently, we're just off.
Tell us.
Yeah, we're off of 20th, just kind of over by the Aldi's there, and we roast and we distribute and we do everything in house at our facility there. We're currently working on getting a really nice cafe or a walk in location to where people can come in, but at this time. We're happy to sell online to whoever may request our coffee. But yeah, we get it all. We get the green beans in from international sources. We bring it into the warehouse. We have a roasting system there. We roast it in-house. We package it up. We have a fulfillment team, and then it gets shipped out within 2 or 3 days of an order, which is really cool. We brand ourselves, and we're priding on the fact that we're a craft coffee company. So we take pride and excellence, and we work real hard to make sure we meet the timelines of our customers. So when you purchase and pour the coffee in, you know, the ground or the whole bean coffee into your roaster at home or your brewer, it's literally only about a week old, and that's pretty
really?
Cool when we can still control that. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really nice. Fresh is always the best, that's for sure. And I love how your tagline is your mission. We need to mention your partner in crime, Luke Schneider, right? He's the one that launched Fire Department Coffee in
last July.
And your mission is to bring the easiest drinking coffee to the nation's hardest working men and women. I love that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We try to make it affordable and very craft and good tasting.
Yeah. And so tell us the process when you get the beans in. You mentioned they're green. Are coffee beans green when they're shipped here?
Yeah, they actually are. Coffee is generally it's a fruit, and it's a red skin fruit, and they grow in all different locations throughout the world. Typically tropical locations. Some are more arid, some are a little wet in higher elevations. And that's actually the fruit that's taken off of the bean, and then it's dried. And it goes through a process usually closer to the roaster on a plantation. And it actually turns the bean more into a green or almost a lighter brown color, if you will. And the term in the industry is called a green bean. So that's sent over, and if you imagine a big burlap sack, and, we get them by the pallets. And then we take those beans and we put them inside of a roaster, and we put them through a roasting process. You know, we kind of have a grandma's old recipe, if you will. And so that goes through the roasting process, and then they come out when you think of it roasted, and there's a very sweet smelling smell that's churned out from the roastery every day. And then those are cooled down, and sometimes they're let to sit for a day or two. And then we let customers choose if they want to have them ground or left whole. And then we can do that at the roastery there, and then they get sent out to the customers, and they're, you know, put in the brewer and enjoy.
It sounds so simple. You're making it sound very simple. Is it that simple?
Yeah, you know, Luke, it's not. Luke is quite the master roaster. He's been doing it for quite a while now. The company, Fire Department Coffee, was only launched last year, but he's been roasting for years now. And it's really taken a labor of love to perfect it. To be able to source beans, you know, a lot of people think the same beans come in the same time and are very consistent. It's not like that at all. Commodities change, and different plantations will have different beans at different times of years. So a roaster really needs to be able to profile beans and profile compositions and make sure that the end user, you and I, are getting consistent flavored coffee all year round. And that sounds simple, but that's the real science is making a consistent cup of Joe for somebody to enjoy in February or in July. And Luke does a fabulous job with that.
So Luke is your partner. You both are co-owners of Fire Department Coffee. We're talking to Mark Williams, one of the owners of Fire Department Coffee. Is it you and Luke? And it sounds like you really are rolling up your sleeves. You're both in there. And are you two personally roasting away too?
In addition to
running the company?
We have an employee, and then Luke and Bennett, his name is the assistant roaster. And they're the guys that are in there every day kind of chugging along and making sure that the beans are getting to where they need to be. I'm actually in charge of all of the back end things that you would think a company has to be working on. So I do our media and marketing, and I do the email support, and I do our Instagram and our Facebook and a lot of our brand representation, if you will. When I am the roastery, I do, from time to time assist with that, but I leave that to the pros, and then I just try to make them look as cool as possible on my side.
How cool is it to go to work every day and, oh, the smells, the aroma?
Yeah, it's cool. You go to the roastery, and green beans and then freshly roasted beans have a slightly different smell than what you get seven or eight or 10 days after. But it's, to me, when I was approached to be a part of the company, I was really excited because, to me, selling coffee is something that most Americans take for granted, but putting a spin on it and being able to support veterans and public service members while doing so and kind of branding our company to be in support of that mission as well as just the working class and our blue-collar brother and sisters, that's really cool. So every time we step into the roastery, we're on a mission to be able to provide good coffee to everyone, and we're super excited to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's fantastic. I got to ask you one more technical question now. Then we're going to get into the whole your efforts to support the Patty Brown program and supporting other charities. I think it's so wonderful when you have companies that have a mission other than, employing people and trying to turn a profit. You go to work every day because you're supporting not just your own family, but you're supporting causes out there. And I think that is just fantastic. And I applaud those companies. And those are the companies that are allowed on the show, if I have to be picky. That is one of our own missions on this show. But, okay, let's go back to technical. I have to ask you, though, roasting beans. I'm just so curious about that. Can you do that at home, or do you really need a high temperature oven, or what does it take to roast these beans? I'm just really curious. And how do you keep the taste consistent? If you're selling, I did get a package too. I was treated with another package that is bourbon infused. That's bourbon infused coffee. Tell us a little
ma'am.
About. Okay, so let's talk about the roasting process, and then how do you bourbon infuse a coffee?
Yeah, that,
I haven't tasted
that's a great
that yet
question.
Either, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a couple different ways to answer that. The shorter answer is back in the 40s and even before that, people were making roasters literally out of what we think of as a tin coffee can. And actually, even today, there's a lot of people who go around that actually source the coffee, and they roast it out of a very crude apparatus that simply has a roasting can and a cylinder that's kind of under a burning stove, if you will, or just a lit flame. So in its earliest times, roasting was just a way to keep a consistent temperature with inside of a vessel that, typically we turn. And that makes sure that the beans are being roasted, instead of them just being stagnant, like on a roasting pan, if you will. Now, with that being said,
I got it. Okay.
A regular average Joe can go online and purchase a residential or home roasting craft station. It's actually a hobbyist thing, and those can be as inexpensive as a couple hundred dollars and up to a few thousand. And once you get into kind of the more commercial industry like we are, roasters can range anywhere from $5,000 surpassing $250,000. It comes down to the size of the roaster, how much you want to roast at one time. And there's a lot that goes into it that a lot of people don't think about. Like, we have to actually pick out beans that don't meet qualification or specification, both on the front end and on the back end of roasting. And there's actually machines that do that for you. And when you're lifting up a couple hundred pounds of coffee from a container into the top of a hopper, that can get kind of dangerous. So having a conveyor system mm-hmm. to actually do that, there's a lot of things that go into it, but you can absolutely do it at home for a fairly reasonable price. And there's a lot of conventions and trade shows and hobby groups similar to beer brewing that you know, the regular person can kind of get involved in.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know Luke's not on the show, but maybe you know the answer to this. I'm curious as to why he decided to take it from his kitchen to a factory in Rockford, Illinois. I love that you guys are a local company. This show is based out of near Chicago in Naperville.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in Park Ridge. Sometimes I'm in Chicago. I love that you guys are a local company. And about how many employees do you have there?
You know, there's three of us that are on the staff, if you will, and employed, but we do have contract and paid by time workers, you know, up to six or seven, depending on what time of the year it is or where we're at or what we're doing. And you know, you had asked what had you know, Luke kind of make his decision to kind of go big time with it, if you will. And, you know, it's a simple question. I think he found validity in his product, and he was finding out that consumers, mainly firefighters and public service, were really enjoying what he was producing, and really the need for it became to a point to where he had to make the decision of going from, like you said, his house and turn it into an actual roastery. And with that being said, the journey's been quite wild since July of last year. We're already having to talk more about hiring more employees and, you know, what's the next steps and how do we produce more coffee that maintains the same quantity. So, you know, he certainly made the right decision less than a year ago, and I'm certainly very appreciative to be part of the team and co-owner of that now. And we're just trying to make the best coffee we can, you know, like I said, and really do a good job of making it a good product first, and then have the, you know, the missions and the charities and things fall in line second, because when people can support your coffee and product, I think they're more apt to supporting good causes as well.
Well said, for sure. It is a good coffee. Where can people try it if they're not lucky enough like me to have it shipped? But I'm going to eventually need, you know, get some more, and I'm not quite sure where to go to find this fire department coffee.
You know, the easiest place to find it, Dolly, is online. We have a really simple website. It's firedeptcoffee.com, short for firedepartmentcoffee.com. And people can go on there and purchase. And, you know, we're currently working with a lot of restaurants, and those are going to be located on our website very shortly of where you can find those, and I can pass those along to you as well. But frankly, our website is going to be the easiest and quickest place for people to find our coffee. And as more retailers and cafes come out with it, we're going to certainly be letting people know of that. And so, you know, even though you may live in Rockford, we appreciate the business, but we're getting coffee to people in 2 or 3 days, so the turnaround is very quick on it.
Right. And how has that been, trying to get in the world of Starbucks, you know, and Dunkin' Donuts, and there's countless other companies that are very well established and in restaurants already. So I'm just curious, as you guys are starting up, you're only almost a year, not even, and you know, how difficult has it been to introduce the coffee and get it out there to restaurants? And
you know, it's interesting to know that coffee is the second largest commodity in the world next to oil. And people kind of take coffee for granted when they drink it every morning. There's so many companies out there doing a good job of producing it and roasting it and making it efficient and then branding it and selling it. Like you said, Starbucks and Stumptown and Dunkin' Donuts. So being able to penetrate an industry is very difficult as a small business. And the best thing I can tell you as an owner of the company is being able to be nimble and dynamic, and being able to make kind of quick decisions to posture the company in a position that allows us to grow has been something I think we've done a fairly good job of. And we're trying to take advantage of really anything that comes our way, where I think a lot of times a lot of folks that start businesses have a specific idea of how they're going to run it before they start. And we've kind of reverse engineered that and said, well, let's see what happens and make the best of every door that opens. So we really work a lot with the local community. We work a lot with partners. We try to hire and source veteran or fire service industry partners. And that's really afforded us relationships based off of the brotherhood and sisterhood of the industry we come from, which is the military and fire service. And we've turned it into a business model that allows us to have this big group of people supporting us down the road. And I think that's been part of our success.
Sweet. We've been talking to Mark Williams, who's the co-owner of Fire Department Coffee. I've just been recently drinking it every morning myself, enjoying a cup of Joe, thanks to my friends over at Fire Department Coffee. That's a good word today right there, guys. Cheers. Thanks so much for my my treat bags, Mark. I'm really enjoying them, and I can't wait to get to the bourbon-infused coffee. Very curious as to how that tastes. I've never heard of a coffee that had any kind of whiskey or bourbon infused. Do you have other brands and flavors that you're coming out with?
Yeah, you know, that's is very new to the coffee industry. People have been roasting and aging, if you will. If you think of like, you know, aging beer or different beverages and like wine barrels, that's been done for millennia. But in the coffee industry, it's quite new, and we have a process that we're pretty excited about, and it's really new to the industry. So we're offering multiple different styles of spirit-infused coffees. We have a bourbon infusion, a rum infusion, and very soon we're going to be doing whiskey and tequila. And we're going to be unveiling this new line in the next few weeks and the coming month. And we're really, really excited about the opportunity to be providing really world-class coffee at very affordable prices. And Luke's done a good job of taking this and turning it into a science and making it incredible. I can't tell you how good it smells when it's roasted. And then when you brew it at home, it's got a unique flavor profile. And unlike barrel aging coffees, which typically leaves a smoky or more of a kind of an acidic note to the front and back end of the coffee, an infusion actually creates a more potent smell that's really enjoyable and more of a subtle hint of the liquor taste, although it doesn't have any actual alcohol in it. So we're really excited, and we think people are going to be very happy. The bourbon infusion is actually one of our number one sellers right now.
Really? Really? Okay, I can't wait.
Yes,
maybe
ma'am.
I'll do that tomorrow. I'll crack that bag open tomorrow. But folks can get this coffee online right now, or are there any coffee shops or restaurants in the Chicagoland area you might want to, you can feel free to plug away.
We do have a couple in the Rockford area. Wired Cafe, Bocce's Grill are a couple. Harvest Bread Company in Rockford also sells our coffee.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, we're getting more every day.
I was a news anchor in Rockford. I was a morning news anchor in Rockford for a while there, and I'm familiar with those places. So that's great that your local community is supporting you, and then you go from there. The company is called Fire Department Coffee. You can definitely find a cup of Joe somewhere in Rockford and online. And Mark Williams is the co-owner. The other owner, Luke Schneider. Tell Luke we said hello. But here's the thing about this company that I love, and they're raising funds for the Patty Brown program through March 15th. They started this campaign February 15th, and now through March 15th, all military and first responders are going to receive 15% off their order and free shipping on orders over $50. How much of the what percentage of proceeds are you 10%, right? It says here. No, I got it. My notes
yes,
here. 10% of all the proceeds are going to the Patty Brown program. Tell us why you picked the Patty Brown program. I know you both are the owners of the company and are veterans yourself. You mentioned Navy and the Marines. You got to do that Marine shout out. I love it. I try it and I sound ridiculous.
Oh, the hoorah! Yeah. You know, we
enthusiasm.
We when we decided, you know, Well, let me go back and say we try to support a charity ongoing all of the time. And every time we get an opportunity to rotate our charities, we kind of do a little bit of vetting and make sure that where it's going is an appropriate place, and we're responsible to the consumers who are purchasing our coffee and the company or the organization we're representing. And the Patty Brown program has been around for a couple of years now. They're a nationally recognized 501(c) nonprofit, and they're still in a grassroots kind of posture, if you will. But the reason we decided to use them is because I've utilized them before. Their founder, Jason Bresler, is a Marine Corps major, and he's also a firefighter for the Fire Department of New York. And he's in a way been a mentor to me. So it was kind of a no-brainer to bring this opportunity to Fire Department Coffee. And really it's a simple model to consider, that thinking of a veteran and transitioning into becoming a fireman or a firefighter or a police officer or a paramedic is a very natural transition. And Jason Bresler, the founder of Patty Brown program, recognized this very, very quickly. And so he created an organization that assists veterans transitioning into the civilian life to be able to acquire and ascertain those jobs, as well as get the proper education and training to do that successfully. And so the Patty Brown program really does a lot of grassroots things that bigger organizations and nonprofits don't have the luxury of doing. So, you know, we're proud that when somebody buys our coffee and we donate 10%, we know that direct fund literally is going to a direct veteran. We do that in ways of mentorship. We help with resume building. You know, they send veterans and firefighters to training organizations and conferences that help them be more survivable in an emergency situation. And the funds are really channeled directly from Fire Department Coffee to the Patty Brown program and directly to those venues. So, you know, it's really kind of heartwarming to know that the money's not getting put into different locations and then a percentage of it's going somewhere. And having that ability to have that organization foster kind of that responsibility is very cool. And so,
yes,
you know, that's
indeed
kind of why we chose them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Now, this is a campaign that runs through March 15th, and you do, or were you saying that you pick several charities throughout the year to give back to, and you have different campaigns, so we can kind of follow along when.
Yeah, you know, we do. Yes, we do. We ran up until we actually transitioned to the Patty Brown program. We were supporting the AFFI and the PFFW, and those are just four-letter acronyms for the firefighter locals or the firefighter unions of Illinois and Wisconsin. And obviously those locals champion, you know, firefighter outreach and promotion and do a lot of good things for the communities. And so anytime we have an opportunity to do a charity, we do. The Patty Brown program kind of came out to us in a way that was much, much larger than what our typical charities are in terms of national spotlight. So we were really excited to be able to help, you know, them and really champion this forward momentum of trying to get veterans into the fire service. But certainly, you know, as we continue our business, we're going to be unveiling new charities each time we do that through our website and social media channels.
Wow, that's really smart to do. A company, especially a small company, just starting out, I don't know, you know, a lot of times it takes time for people to build a profit, but right off the bat, you're supporting different causes and the mission of the Patty Brown program to increase aid for veterans transitioning into the post-military life is a fantastic charity to be a part of. And we thank you for that tremendously. And thank you for your service. Say hello to Luke for me, Luke Schneider, who launched Fire Department Coffee in July of 2016. They're bringing the easiest drinking coffee to the nation's hardest working men and women. I love that. Thanks so much, Mark Williams, co-owner of Fire Department Coffee. Thank you so much for your time and continued success to you. Stay in touch, and hats off to all those at the Patty Brown program. Again, offering our veterans employment and professional services. And I think it's wonderful. I think that you're right. The transition into the service sectors is a natural, but you know, at the same time, there's other groups, and your veterans are free to do whatever they want. But it's so nice to support the service sector, because that is such a natural transition, and especially at a time when unemployment is so high for our veterans, which it just still puzzles me to this day how hard it is for them to find employment. So we really have to do a better job. It just says we have to do a better job as a nation in our companies. And here we have a small company like Fire Department Coffee taking the lead, one of the leads to do right by our veterans and support their causes. And so they can have pursuit of happiness and life, liberty, and justice, and all the good stuff that America provides, especially to our men and women that make those sacrifices so that you and I could have the freedoms that we enjoy. It's so wonderful. It's a Patty Brown program. Check them out on the web, as well as Fire Department Coffee. I'll let you guys know next week how I like that bourbon infused coffee.
That sounds great. We're looking forward to it.
Good stuff, Mark Williams. Thanks so much. Keep up the good work over there, and stay in touch. Let us know how you're doing. Rockford, Illinois. That's where they're based. Love that town. That's where I used to news a couple years ago. I was a news anchor in the morning there. Love that town. A lot of good people there. And now it's nice to see Fire Department Coffee there, based out of Rockford, Illinois. Mark, thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Dorothy. Allie, thank you very much.
Bye-bye now. You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, let's not get carried away, Robbie Gold. I do love you, and we got to have you back on the show. That was Robbie Gold singing. He sent me that song a while back. I play it once in a while. It's hilarious. Little tongue-in-cheek there. But Robbie Gold, if you haven't checked him out, or we haven't had him on the show lately, but he's all over Chicagoland doing concerts, and he and I are huge Cubs fans, and he's always – well, he used to be. I don't know about this year where he's going to be, but he was always playing at the Captain Morgan Club right outside Wrigley Field. So with all the changes going on in Wrigley, I wonder if that's still there. The renovations, the upgrades are still happening at Wrigley Field. I was just down there last week, actually met with the Cubs, my other job. I'm over at Le Chocolat doing their sales and marketing. And I'm telling you right now, I'm doing the show from my office at Le Chocolat, and the smells I'm getting from the kitchen. Oh my God. And you know what? I did give up sweets for Lent. No desserts, no chocolate, nothing for me. In coming to work, this is the truest temptation here. This is so hard to sit here and get those the aroma from the kitchen tempting me. Come into the kitchen, take a sample. But I can't do it for 40 days. I cannot do it. I gave it up. I'm going to be good. But if you haven't been to downtown Naperville or to a little place, beautiful little cafe. Now they have a French bistro and a patisserie and a chocolate shop. You must come to Le Chocolat. If you ever come here, just ask for me. I would love to say hello to you. But my other job is host of the Dolly McCarthy Show and always bringing you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. Really enjoy talking to Mark Williams, the co-founder of that Fire Department Coffee. And I'm not kidding you. I tell you this every time on this show. I don't have anything on this show that I don't like. Not allowed. If I don't like it, it's not allowed. And this coffee, it's good coffee, and they're supporting some really good causes. Speaking of good, it's time that we talk to our friends at the Brightside Theater. It's about time for a new show. Julie Cornick is joining me now. Julie, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Dolly.
Awesome. Hi, Julie. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good, good. It's time. It's got a new show you're working on. And we also have on the show the woman that's the young lady who's playing Millie, and you're putting out Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr. And we're thrilled to have, is it Lilia Tomei?
Lila Tomei.
I think you gave me, Tomei. You gave me the phonetic. Tomei, got it. No, it's right here if I would just look. Lila Tomei. Thank you so much, Lila,
yes,
for being on the show. How old are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm 14 years old.
You're in the eighth grade, Julie tells me?
Yes.
Awesome. And so the Brightside Theater, Julie Cornick is the founder and one of the founding members. And Julie, are you directing the Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr. No.
Yep, this is
so
the Brightside Theater Youth Project.
Well, and everybody knows that we've talked about the Brightside Theater on the show. You have the other productions, and I think it's Moon Over Buffalo, right? March 10th
yes.
is the opening for that Moon Over Buffalo. And then you have the junior program for young artists, actresses, and actors to come and be involved, and this is a wonderful option for them. And we're thrilled to have Lila Tomey on the show. So, Lila, tell us about your experience so far. What's it like, playing Millie, the star role in this production?
It's been great, really, honestly. I've had only really a main role one other time, and this is my first time playing a title role. And this has just overall been, a really great experience to, start my first time playing a main role. And it's also, such an awesome experience, opportunity to play, a role that Sutton Foster originally played, too, one of the, biggest Broadway stars. So that's really exciting.
Yeah. Well, how did you learn about the Brightside Theater's Youth Project?
I actually know one of the people who's done a show at Brightside before, Logan Baffico, who just did Beauty and the Beast with Brightside, and I heard about it from him. So I was like, oh, I'll give it a try.
Mm-hmm. And you, let's see, that's the dates. I want to make sure I get the dates right. The play is March 11th through the 19th, Saturdays and Sundays, folks. And Julie, what are the times on that, and where can we catch the show?
Absolutely. So the performances are at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. So the kids get a double header to perform both of those Saturdays. And then on Sundays, we have performances at 6 o'clock. And the show only runs about 60, 65 minutes. So it's really a great type of a show to bring, obviously, the family to. It's where kids perform for kids, right? And so it's just about the right length for even the younger audience to be able to come and sit through. But, the older audiences still love it. What a great way to come out and support the kids. I have a great time with the program. This is actually the second year that my daughter has been able to participate based on her age, because we work with kids age 8 to 18. And this year we've got 27 fantastic youth who are putting on a great show. And it's fun because, it takes place back in 1922, and so they get to kind of put on period costumes and really bring this musical to life. It's been a lot of fun. I think the kids are having a blast.
The play is called Thoroughly Modern Millie. Did you say, and is there music? Are the kids singing in this? I've never seen Thoroughly Modern Millie Junior, actually.
It is singing and dancing and acting. It actually, it's an adaptation from the film, which has a lot of the music that is in the show that you would see on stage. And it actually starred Julie Andrews and Mary Tyler Moore as the two leads within the show. So it truly falls in our Broadway classic season too. So it was funny that even though this is a kids program and we don't always go same theme wise, this was a great piece to pick for our Broadway classic season, because it's bringing some of these characters to life that were brought to life by some pretty well known characters.
Right. And I thought I had seen every musical, but I never have heard of Thoroughly Modern Millie. Isn't that crazy? And to find out that Mary Tyler Moore was in it, I'm a big fan of Mary Tyler Moore. I guess I wasn't as big a fan as I thought. So you can probably rent the movie now, but why not go see the live production on stage with the Brightside Theater's Youth Project? And let's talk a little bit more about that Youth Project, Julie. First, there's the Brightside Theater, and then you did it just become a natural thing that it would you would transition into creating this project, this group for younger kids? Were you finding a lot of young kids were trying to audition for the Brightside Theater or wanting to be a part of it somehow? some way?
Yeah, it was natural for us. You know, I mean, we look at how we can bring, how we can educate, enlighten, and entertain our audiences, and the education piece is a really big part of our mission statement. And so while we still do that for our audiences, what a better way to do that to educate our youth within our community. And we have kids who kind of come from all over the far western suburbs, from LaGrange and Hinsdale, kind of being the furthest east, to Aurora and Bolingbrook, Oswego being west, and a little bit north and south as well. So our whole goal and our mission is to provide an educational program for the youth to come in. So we do have them audition. Everybody who does audition does get a part, but we do cast them in a role that they can really succeed in, so something that they can grow into and really be able to learn from the experience. And although it's great experience about learning how to dance and how to act and how to sing, the kids take out so much more from the program than just being able to perform on stage. It is being able to do a public speaking and being in front of an audience. It is the self-confidence that they gain in that program from knowing that this is what I need to do, I know how to do it, and I can succeed in doing it. And one of the other things that I use the terminology that is executive functioning skills. It is great for these kids to learn, like, okay, I start out as this character, and I'm in this costume, and I enter the stage on this side, and I may have this prop, or I may need to move the set. What do I need to do next? What's my next step? So it's planning that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and being able to plan ahead and know the show in their head to be able to make those adjustments. And that those are skill sets that I know we're busy ladies, Dolly, you and me. It's like we have
Julie,
those steps
and as mothers. Yeah. Why
it's
not,
a great
not
way to learn how to plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So Lila, tell me what you've learned about this this process, the rehearsal process, going through all that. And tell me first, how often do you have rehearsals?
We have rehearsals every Tuesday and Thursday, and it depends on
okay.
Saturdays and Sundays. Sometimes we have it on Saturdays and Sundays, but it depends on the week.
Yeah, and what have you learned through the process?
Well, I've learned definitely I like how they split each rehearsal up to focus on one specific part of what we're learning in this experience. Like for one rehearsal, we do dance, so we focus like really we like dive deeper into one thing, like so we dive deeper into dance on Tuesdays maybe, and then on Thursdays we'll focus more on the blocking and like the acting aspect of it.
And how have you prepared for your lead role in the show?
Well, I mean, lots of memorizing and practicing at home and at rehearsal, obviously, but yeah.
So you're practicing at home. Do you have siblings, brothers, sisters? Are they helping you out, mom and dad?
Yes, I do have a little brother. He actually, we're doing another musical together right now, so he kind of has like a somewhat of an interest in this too. So he sometimes helps me run lines, yes.
Keeping in the family. That sounds great. Well, congratulations
yeah.
to you. That's quite an undertaking for someone
Thank
your
you.
Age. And, you know, to be
yeah,
on
definitely.
Stage, you're probably on stage the whole time, huh? For the full hour?
Yeah.
Almost, yeah.
That's admirable. That's fantastic. Well, the Brightside Theater Youth Project is in Naperville where kids perform for kids. They're presenting Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr., March 11th through the 19th, Saturdays and Sundays. And you could go to the Brightside Theater's website and brightsidetheater.com, very easy, to get tickets or to visit it. And maybe your child wants to be a part of this in the next production. The Brightside Theater is Naperville's only professional theater. They're in their sixth season,
yes.
Classic Broadway. That's the theme. And, Julie, there's another production you're putting out. March 10th
yeah.
is the grand opening. Do you say grand opening? No, opening night. That's the word.
Opening night,
for Moon
we would
Over
say.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Moon Over Buffalo, another show I haven't seen.
Oh, and it's a funny show. It does fall into the line of our love of farce. So, yeah, again, falling under our classic Broadway, this is our sixth season. This is our second production of this. Of the season, and it was written by Ken Ludwig, who is a classic Broadway comedy author. And the play centers around a husband and a wife team. They're kind of fading stars of the 1950s, and they're really trying to make that last shot to make it big. They do shows in rep. So in repertoire, they do both Noel Coward's Private Lives and Cyrano de Bergerac at the same time. And the husband of the team receives word that the Hollywood director is going to possibly come see them at a matinee performance. And it's kind of like their one last shot at fame. But, of course, it's a farce. So things go wrong, and who knows what show might come out. And there's mistaken identities and a lot of door slamming, because that's what farce is all about. And it's kind of a fun behind-the-scenes, again, sneak peek into a show within a show, right? So they're putting on a couple different productions with this acting team in Buffalo, and all the funny things that happen along the way. Oddly enough, Carol Burnett starred in this show. It is not a musical, so it is just a comedy farce on Broadway in the 90s. So totally
oh my
falls
goodness.
In line
Carol
with,
Burnett,
with our season.
Oh, my goodness.
She's the best. She
oh
is
my
the
goodness,
best.
Carol Burnett. Yeah, you know, the closest I came to Carol Burnett was Vicki Lawrence from the Carol Burnett Show. Do you remember her? She is hilarious.
Of course I
she
do.
She played the grandma and all. She's been on the Dolly McCarthy Show. She's been on this show about a year ago. She was on this show. She was in town, and we got to talk to her, and it's just so funny, the story she had to tell about being with Carol Burnett all those years. So anyway, I digress. Carol Burnett was in Moon Over Buffalo, another show I have not seen. So it sounds really funny. How large is your cast?
So it's a cast of eight. It's actually four men and four women. We have a couple, actually the wife acting team of the show are actually returnees to our stage. Rob Frankel, who's playing the part of George, actually was in our inaugural production way back in 2011. So it is wonderful to have him back with us. And Mary Nagosian plays Charlotte, his wife, and she actually was on the stage with me for both Dinner Party as well as Rumors. So nice to have a couple of returnees and a couple other new cast members that have come and joined this. And this is being directed by Aaron Hendrickson, who directed Rumors for us a couple seasons ago.
Yeah,
so,
love Rumors. Julie, and I always enjoy seeing you on stage. Are you in this production at all? Do we get to see you?
I am not. I'm taking a break this year. Our next production is Guys and Dolls. I'm not doing that one, but we do have a musical planned for the beginning of our seventh season, and you will see me then. But I can't say anything. We've not announced our season. We actually have
certain
things about the rights.
Here.
We can't hint yet. So that'll be the next time I'm on talking to you. I can tell you. But so I miss being on the stage, but this has been such a great season. As you know, we did Beauty and the Beast, which was like a classic Disney piece. This is a classic Broadway comedy farce. And then this will lead up to Guys and Dolls, which we just got through casting, which of course is about as classic as you get, and that will be in June.
Whoa.
So tickets are going fast. I would certainly suggest your audience come out and see us. We've gotten great reviews. We really have grown as an organization, and we still are a non-for-profit, so we do look in order to continue to bring the arts to our audience at reasonable prices. We look to our audience and our businesses to sponsor us and give us the support that we need to put on really these high-level productions. It's great to have a professional theater company in our wonderful town of Naperville. We are very grateful to North Central College to be able to rent the theater at Miley Swallow Hall, which has been our home since day one, and that's where we perform our seasons and as well as the kids' shows there. So we've been very, very lucky and very blessed and have a very supportive audience, and we need to continue that support. We'd love to bring comedy and farce and musicals and joy to our audience in any way possible. Because you know what? There's so much going on in our lives, and it's such a great way to kind of escape. And there's so many positive things that the arts can bring to our audience members, and we want to continue to reach those audiences and touch their hearts.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely, Julie. And you guys do an amazing job. Beauty and the Beast was phenomenal. And now
Thank
to think
you.
You're going to be doing Guys and Dolls, that is a huge undertaking. But after seeing Beauty and the Beast, Sound of Music, your past shows, I'm just blown away.
I'm not sure how we can get any bigger.
I don't know. And the thing is, you know, here's the thing, guys. The support is so important from the community. It's so wonderful to see the support you're getting. But sponsorships, I know Julie had mentioned this, and, you know, Brightside Theater is a non-for-profit. And so why not support something like that also that's bringing the arts at an affordable prices for your family? You know, you can't even go take your daughter to see a show in Chicago for less than $300. You can't. Two tickets.
Absolutely.
You
can bring the family
expensive.
And aunts and uncles and cousins for that, for us.
You could rent the whole theater out. So,
but at
really
the same time, we want to bring the really high level of quality, too, and we do. So we
quality,
really try to keep those prices
production.
Reasonable.
Yes, and that's the point. And just more importantly, too, just, you know, supporting these local groups. Julie, you know, is raising her family here in Naperville. Mm-hmm. I know her from St. Peter and Paul. Her kids go there, and she's been in the choir. It's just, see, these talented people, you know, raising their families in this community and then doing these, bringing these wonderful additions and enriching our lives in this community. It's really, it's wonderful, Julie, and we want to support you. I want to support you as best I can.
Thank you.
And I'm truthful when I tell you, nothing good comes on this show. Nothing not good comes on this show. I mean to say, nothing good comes on. Hello. I need some more of that fire department coffee. So this is a good thing, and we want to, and you know, I encourage all of you to support it. Check out brightsidetheater.com, or you can call them for tickets. The number, Julie, is
630-447-8497. You got it.
I'm reading on the sheet of paper here. My vision is going. I'm going to need some of those Walgreens glasses pretty soon. Those cheap glasses.
I'm right with you.
Yeah. Plastic Broadway series. This is what wraps it up, or the Guys and Dolls wrapping up Broadway series of the sixth season of the Brightside Theater. Naperville's only professional theater. Come out and support them. Come laugh with us. They are amazing, and it's so fun. Bring out the family and enjoy your time there. March 10th is the opening night, and it goes through March 26th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. Fantastic timing. Go to a show and then go to dinner with the family on Sunday night. How about that?
Absolutely.
Julie, anything else I'm forgetting? Thank you so much. Congratulations to you. And Lila,
thank you so much.
Break a leg. We're so proud
thank
of you.
Thank you very much.
You're in good hands with Julie there. We can't wait to see you on stage as Millie and Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr. Congratulations to both of you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Dolly.
You're so welcome. Thanks for joining us. And I think, Lila, you got to go back to school. You better get back to class. Thanks for your teachers and your mom and dad for letting you come on the show. Break a leg.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, before we go, I got to wrap up the show. We're almost out of time, folks. I have to transition a little bit now. I love the Brightside Theater, but I also have to do a shout out. I promised the Paramount Theater we would do a shout. They're doing Sweeney Todd. Performances are it's already gone through March 19th. Check out Sweeney Todd at Paramount Theater Aurora.com. Okay, you guys, thanks so much for another fun show. It's been good having y'all on. Thank you for all your comments. We're giving out some free coffee and tickets, too, to the Brightside Theater Productions. If you send me a message on our Facebook page and our Twitter, you have a chance to win tickets to the production of Moon Over Buffalo. Love to hear from you. Thanks again, Julie and Lila from Brightside Theater. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. We will see you next week, another edition of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.